The Pennsylvania chapter of the ACLU sued ICE for not responding to a Freedom of Information Act request. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
Last year, the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE, issued two administrative subpoenas seeking personal information of Montgomery County residents who criticized federal immigration enforcement. DHS dropped the subpoenas after the ACLU of Pennsylvania challenged them in court. Steve Loney is a supervising attorney with the organization. He says the subpoenas, which are not signed by a judge, infringe on people's First Amendment rights.
The fact that somebody is receiving this email saying that your information is going to be shared with the government is a huge concern for people who are posting anonymously and doing things that the government disagrees with, but those things are completely legal.
Ari Chappelle, a staff attorney with the ACLU of Pennsylvania, says they don't know how many administrative subpoenas are being filed.
So our concern is that there could be a huge number of these being used over the last few years at real harm to people's First Amendment rights.
DHS and ICE did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
It's budget season in Philly, and City Council members Isaiah Thomas and Rue Landau rallied inside City Hall yesterday to push for a boost in arts funding. Thomas says securing funds for the arts is a net positive investment.
So it's always a juggle. It's always a tug of war. What we know about the arts and culture community that's very different than almost every other sector is every time we invest, the investment returns to us tenfold.
Arts funding at the federal level has been hampered by rescission of National Endowment for the Arts dollars, and at the state level by a restructuring of its funding process. Councilmember Rue Landau said some of the slack needs to be picked up at the city level. Well, some clouds are moving in on this Friday afternoon. Clear skies are being replaced. Right now, 74 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. We are expecting increasing clouds for the rest of the afternoon. Overnight, temperatures drop down to around 50.